إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وأخرجوا حب الدنيا من قلوبكم فإذا استولى أثر. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear, the consciousness, the obedience to Allah Most High, and to hold on to the taqwa of Allah until the day that we meet Allah. Do not die except as Muslims. And I remind you and myself to remove the love of the dunya from your hearts and from our hearts. Because if the love of the dunya takes over the heart, it makes it into its slave. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated acts of worship for great wisdom and for great purposes and objectives. And from the great wisdoms or from the acts of worship that have a great wisdom and great intent and purpose behind it is the act of the Hajj. Is the act of the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He legislated the Hajj in order to achieve a great wisdom or many great wisdoms and many high and noble purposes. And there's a great benefit for mankind in the Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ
لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. To witness the benefit for them, referring to the Hajj, in order that mankind may witness things that are beneficial for them, and that they, during the days that are well known, in order that they show gratitude to Allah for what He has blessed them with of the cattle, of the cattle. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرِ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. To be witness to the beneficial things for them, and to remember Allah in the prescribed or well-known days, and in order to show thanks for the cattle that He has given them. Indeed, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is incumbent upon Muslims, and we see the fitna that follows one after another amongst the Muslims. It is more incumbent, it behooves the Muslims to learn the lessons from the obligatory acts that Allah has prescribed, in order that they may make those wisdoms and those lessons from those acts of worship the point of rectifying their lives, a starting point, or these lessons can be the foundation upon which one can correct their direction in life. This is more important for the Muslims today, when we see the fitna after fitna, the tribulation after tribulation coming to the Muslims. So beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the lessons we learn from the Hajj is a means of correcting the affairs of the Muslim Ummah. Servants of Allah, from the Hajj there is a reminder. There is a reminder for the greatest purpose for which one must guard and protect in his life. The greatest purpose and the greatest reality that one must hold on to in their life. And they must plant this in their hearts and let it grow. And that is holding on to the faith in Allah. Holding on to the oneness of Allah and the faith in Him and the reliance upon Him. This is one of the lessons we learn from the Hajj. And we learn to not only have faith in Allah, but we learn from the Hajj to humble ourselves to Allah, to humiliate ourselves completely. Tadallul al-kamil, complete humiliation and humility and submissiveness to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our affairs in life. So the manasik, the rituals of the Hajj, each of these rituals, they teach us this important lesson. Each of the rituals of the Hajj teach us this important lesson. The tawaf around the house of Allah, around the Kaaba, it builds upon this important foundation of making submission to Allah the most important foundation that we hold on to in life. And we realize that we should not ask from anything but Allah. When we make the tawaf and call on Allah and make dua as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, we realize that our reliance and our hope for help and victory should only be from Allah. When we run from Safa to Marwa, we remember our mother Hajar alayhi salam and how she sought help from Allah alone. And we remember the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he stood on the Mount of Marwa and he said, La ilaha illallah, there is no true deity worshipped except Allah. وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, the one with no partner. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ, he has the dominion, to him is all praise. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, he is powerful over all things. And then he said, أَنْجَزَ وَعْدَهُ وَنَصَرَ عَبْدَهُ وَحَزَمَ الْأَحْزَابَ وَحْدَهُ, Allah fulfilled his promise and gave victory to his slave, and he destroyed the Ahzab, the confederates, by himself. The Prophet ﷺ stood at the place where Hajar, our mother ﷺ, called on Allah looking for water, and he reminded himself and the whole Ummah that it is only by calling on Allah that we get victory, that we get help. It is Allah alone who can destroy the confederates. It is Allah who will fulfill His promise to His Ummah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should have the complete conviction and faith in our heart that every affair of ours in this world is in Allah's hands. Every affair that we have in our lives is in the hands of Allah. This is the reality of faith and tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we only turn to Him for help. Whoever He gives, none can take away. And whoever He keeps from giving them, no one can give them. This is something we realize through the rituals of Hajj. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, it is incumbent on the Muslims that they fill their life with the concept of humility to Allah. As we do these rituals, running to Safa, between Safa and Marwa, making tawaf, throwing the stones at the jamarat, saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater. This reminds us of making our life to revolve around the ubudiyyah of Allah. The Hajj reminds us that our life should revolve around the worship of Allah and the tawheed in Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج. The Hajj is the well-known months, so whoever performs the Hajj, then let him not speak ill words, nor argue, nor do sin. وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And take your provision. And what is the best provision? إِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Allah is speaking about Hajj and He says, bring your provision. But what is the best provision? The taqwa of Allah. The consciousness of Allah. The faith in Allah. Having tawheed, having submission and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding completing the Hajj, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Have taqwa of Allah. Be conscious of Allah and know that Allah is mighty in punishment. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the lessons of Hajj, is that we realize that there is no happiness, there is no success for this ummah. There is no right guidance for this ummah, except in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each and every ritual of the Hajj was taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we follow his footsteps, that we take every single ritual from him and follow in his way, his sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He legislated the Hajj and He commanded that we take from our Prophet ﷺ the rituals of Hajj. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. خُذُوا, take عَنِّي, from me, مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, your rituals. So in order that we realize or we learn and we make it a foundation on our life, that we follow and obey the Prophet ﷺ and what he commanded from the deen. We follow him step by step in the Hajj, every single ritual imitating exactly as he taught us, in order that we learn the lesson that in our life we follow his sunnah step by step, exactly the way he taught us, and that we build our life around the obedience to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah and learn from the acts of worship the important lessons in order that you be successful. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the lessons that we must learn from the Hajj, this great act of worship, is that there is nothing that ties the Muslims together. There is nothing that connects the Muslims together except the connection of Tawheed. Nothing else brings the Ummah together or ties the believers together except our faith in Allah. Our faith in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this spirit of tying together in the faith of Allah should be something that permeates the life of the Muslim. This is something that we must work and struggle to achieve. And we must abandon the boasting, the arrogance of Jahiliyyah, the feeling of pride due to one's culture, one's race, one's background, one's lineage. There is no lineage that will bring honor except our connection to the Tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true lineage, our connection to the deen of Islam. That is our true nasab. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should realize that Hajj teaches us the spirit of being together as one brotherhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا. Then go out, مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ, where everybody else is going on. Be together when you do this act of going away from Arafah or Muzdalifah. Do it together as one body, as one ummah. So the question begets itself, why the splintering of the Muslim ummah? Why the splintering, the breaking up in the groups and the ahzab, the hizb, the groups amongst the Muslims? Why have the Muslims have hatred towards each other? And they run away and flee from each other and abandon each other. Why is this hatred when Allah has commanded the ukhuwah? Ukhuwah in Arabic means brotherhood. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Indeed, it is the believers who are brothers of one another. The brothers, the Muslims, should be one firm brotherhood. Where are the Muslims from this great objective that Hajj teaches us? Where are the Muslims from that unity that Allah commands in fulfilling the rituals of Hajj? Why is it that Muslims, they plot against one another to harm one another? Why is it that Muslims, they have the hatred towards one another? Why is it that we have groups amongst the believers? Why is it that there are different parties amongst the believers? There should be only one party, one group, which is the Brotherhood of Islam. This is one of the greatest foundational principles in Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we ask ourselves, when we have, as an ummah, one source of deen, Allah and His Messenger, and the foundational principles of Islam are firm and well established and known, then why is it that we split and differ over branches, secondary matters of the religion? This is not the spirit that we should learn from the Hajj. The scholars of the past, especially the elite among the scholars, they said that the differences in the branches should not ever cause or be a cause of Muslims separating from each other and being apart from one another and splitting up. Because this splitting up will destroy the foundational principles of Islam itself. And because of that, the Prophet ﷺ, in his final khutbah, the khutbatul wada', he warned us against violating the sanctity of our fellow Muslims. He warned us against transgressing against our fellow brothers and sisters in Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Inna dima'akum wa a'radakum wa amwalakum haramun ka hurmati yawmikum hada fi shahrikum hada fi baladikum hada. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, indeed, your blood and your wealth and your honor are sanctified, are holy, are sanctified as this blessed land in this blessed month on this blessed day. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Hajj, it should plant in our hearts this understanding of unity amongst the believers. Also, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we learn the importance of having safety and security amongst one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the house as amina. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا. We have made the house, we have made it a place of safety and security. مَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. Whoever enters it, they will be safe from one another. So we see that the spirit of safety and brotherhood is lost on many people who go for the Hajj and yet transgress the rights of their fellow Hujjaj, their fellow Muslims. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, finally I remind you and myself that the spirit of Hajj is to stay away from what Allah made haram. Why do the pilgrims not cut their nails or their hair or wear the perfume or engage in the lawful marital relations during these days? In order to plant in their heart the concept of stopping at the hudud of Allah, staying away from what Allah made haram, obedience to Allah. These are not outward rituals that we do simply for no wisdom or no benefit. يَشْهَدُ مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. Allah says, so they witness what is beneficial, so that they benefit from these acts. They stay away from what is normally halal to train themselves, to train the nafs, which the nafs wants to do whatever it desires. It wants to do whatever it feels like. It is in order to train the nafs to stay, to obey Allah, to submit to the commandments of Allah, to stop at His prohibitions, and to do what He commanded. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this means that a Muslim should avoid his hawa, his feelings, his desires, give them up for the sake of Allah, submitting to the commandments of Allah, the humiliation to Allah Ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, also we learn from the Hajj the importance of holding on to the faith in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Holding on to the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, as the Hujjaj, they say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Here I am, O Allah, I am answering your call. Labbaik Allah la sharika laka labbaik. Here I am, you have no partner, I am at your service. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, the praise and the blessings are for you. La sharika lak. You do not have any partners. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we remember in the Hajj the temporary nature of this world, and that all of us will be reunited with one another on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. We will stand in front of Allah. As the pilgrims stand on Arafah, thousands and millions from every corner of the world, from every race and color, standing in front of Allah, calling on Him, raising their hands to Him, we're reminded of standing on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that this world is just a temporary abode. And that we need to take out time from our busy schedules for the sake of Allah, to fulfill the ubudiyyah to Allah, to learn the deen of Allah, to submit ourselves to Allah Ta'ala, in order that on that day we be successful. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the greatest actions, especially on this day of Friday, is sending peace and blessings upon our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak ala sayyidina wa habibina wa qurrata a'yunina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اجمع كلمة المسلمين على الحق والدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم زدنا علما وإيمانا وتقى والهدى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين في كل مكان عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى اعتدلوا يرحمكم ويرحمكم الله استوى لا تختلفوا وثابني وأثابكم الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
الله الله أكبر